Oh, snaps.
The world is finally waking up to the crap that's baked into and sprayed on kibble dog food. No longer can commercial pet food manufacturers fool us with pretty pictures and false promises. This is the raw dog food truth. The view and opinions expressed on this podcast are not intended to replace medical advice. Before starting any raw diet, do research, ask lots of questions, and consult your vet.
Well, good morning, raw feeders. I am Dee Dee Mercer Moffitt, the CEO of Raw Dog Food and Company, where your pet's health is our business and where friends don't let friends feed kibble. Let me say that again. Where friends don't let friends feed kibble. It's going to take me a while to put that emphasis on don't, because I've been saying it a different way for a long time. All right. So hopefully you're having a great, great Thursday. You're almost done with the week, unless you own a company like I do, and you work 7 days a week, because dogs got to eat every single day. Well, you can fast your dogs, and I would say fast your dogs and fast yourself. How many times a week should we fast our dogs? Once. Well, you know, if you're doing two meals, fast either the entire day or fast one meal. Okay? Don't do puppies. Don't do seizure dogs or dogs that are sickly. But if you've got a dog that battles obesity, for certain, you can fast them. And just for all around general health. Okay. But there are some exceptions. And Dr. Judy and I will talk about those at a later time. But today I want to talk about a situation that causes a lot of people distress. Such distress. And that's feeding bones. I get a call at least once a week or an email or something about bones. Oh my gosh, this bone's going to kill my dog. And it scratches esophagus and all of its inside and bloody up his booty as it comes out the other end. Doesn't really work that way, my friends, my fabulous pet parents. I want you guys to get this book, Give Your Dog a Bone. If you're scared of bones, I want you to read this book, because this is by Dr. Ian Billinghurst. It's a great book talking about bones. And here's what he says. He says, you know, bones have a similar role to fiber. But you didn't think that was the case, right? He says it's highly probable that bones play a similar role to fiber in the dog's body. It bulks out the food and it helps remove toxins and promotes bowel movements and general bowel health. Helps your dog go poo. So the possibility of toxin removal would help to explain why bone-eating dogs are so healthy. So those of you that are scared of bones, remember this. Healthier dogs eat raw bones. Now remember, we're talking about raw, not cooked, not roasted. We're talking about raw. And he says in this book, rarely did he ever see dogs suffering from cancer, while non-eating bone dogs did suffer a whole range of degenerative diseases. Okay. So what he's saying is he sees a lot healthier dogs when they have bone, real bone in the diet. Now, all of our blends have ground bone in them, but we certainly have a plethora, a bunch of bones. From the hardest, bison, next soft is beef, and then we come down into the poultry, turkey, duck, and chicken. All those super, super soft. All right, so here's what he also says. If you don't feed bones to your dogs, well, you're probably going to end up buying a lot of worming medications. Because when you eat bones, he says it like this. Most dogs that eat raw bones are also eating a raw diet, okay? But he said when dogs eat processed kibble food, they found in their experiments and over their time working with dogs that these dogs tend to have worms in their feces. And so they would worm them, right? And then they started seeing when they ate whole raw foods including, in his words, heaps of bones. They were rarely, if ever, wormy. And he concluded that from this, that processed dog foods do not, and we know this, I mean, processed dog foods do not feed the immune system properly the way that fresh whole foods do. All right. So this is very important. He said another reason that non-bone eaters get wormed regularly, and you know that wormers, dewormers, you know, there's a lot of toxins in those. But he said another reason that the non-bone eaters get wormed regularly is because they spend a lot of time scooting their booties on the ground because they're trying to empty out their anal sacs. And when they're scooting their butts on the ground, most pet parents think, oh my gosh, my dog has worms. Got to get to the vet and get me a dewormer. And, you know, sometimes they might have a worm, but more commonly, it's because their dog's anal sacs are full. And why are they full? Because if the dogs are eating processed foods, typically the poops are not hard enough to help the anal sacs express naturally. Open up, shoot it out. Now, what are these anal sacs anyway, right? Well, they're these two little stinky sacs that are embedded in the ring of the muscle, which keeps your dog's sphincter. I say sphincter. They just go ahead and say your dog's anus closed. Yeah, they keep your dog's anus closed. At least all that stuff just float out. But they're full of that really stinky, smelly, you know, liquidy stuff. It's really bad. You think tripe smells bad? Try opening up some anal sac. Anywho, these little stink sacs are designed to expel their contents either when a hard lump of poo passes through the anus on its way to the carpet or to the grass, or their scent identification, right? Their warning glands for other dogs. So like when you see your dog sniffing another dog's feces, it's not gross. It's like, stop it. Don't sniff that. Don't eat that. Don't look at that feces on the ground. Well, they're reading that dog's signature. It's like, who's that? Yeah, what you been eating? Who are you? What are you? You friend or foe? It's all in the poo. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of history in the poo-poo. Okay? So that's what it's about. So anyway, he really, really loves bones, obviously, because this book is called Give Your Dog a Bone. Okay. So he said, look, constipation. And if I hear this once, I hear it many times. My dog is constipated. And here's his explanation, and I totally agree. He says, listen, to a person who's been feeding processed foods, and then you move over to a raw dog food diet with bone in it, real bone in it, these formed poo look like a dog's constipated because they're much harder than these other processed food poos that are black and, you know, they got synthetics and preservatives in them and all that kind of stuff. But he said, look, these solid lumps from bones, from eating bones, they're completely normal. And he says this, and I agree, stop worrying. Stop worrying. Raw bones prolong your dog's life. Dr. Ian Billinghurst says raw bones prolong your dog's life. He says bone eating dogs are long lived, healthy dogs. And they seem to be particularly free of the degenerative diseases of old age. Okay, why? Why is that the case? Well, because bones produce wonderful benefits like dental health, good nutrition, without excesses or deficiencies, right? Bones are whole. They've got minerals, phosphorus, calcium. The dog gets proper digestion, proper development of puppies. The bones, he says, provide all the benefits of raw food, including enzymes and age-fighting antioxidants. Bet you didn't know that, right? Just thought those bones were a nuisance, scaring you, forming big, hard, lumpity-doo poops in your backyard. No, these are providing complete nutrition and helping your dog. The people, this might offend some of you, but it says people who are prepared to feed lots of bones to their dogs seem to have plenty of good old-fashioned common sense when it comes to feeding dogs. Okay, now these are his words, not mine. But they see a dog as what? A dog, not a kid with four legs. They see him as a dog with doggy needs. And they are not seduced by the claims of dog food manufacturers. And I would have to say, and they're not seduced by the fear factors from their pet health professionals. He says this, that the people who are really successful with this are always the people who feed both themselves and their dogs lots of healthy foods. Here's what he says about what kinds of bones, because a lot of people ask me this question all the time. What kind of bones should I feed? And here's what he says. In their hospital, okay, so they have a doggy hospital that they have fed a lot of raw meaty bones. And he said, in our hospital and at home with our own animals, we have fed every conceivable type of bone to every conceivable, that's a hard word to say, to every conceivable, la, 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 every conceivable type of dog. All of these bones are raw. In our experience, these are his words, with feeding bones to dogs, it is a very safe procedure. Now, I want to say I've seen a lot of his videos, and he's not talking about just the ground-up bone. The ground-up bone likes what's in our blends. And people will send pictures and they'll say, look, it's as big as my fingernail, and I only have a 5-pound dog, so I'm very frightened. I think my dog's going to choke. But he says, from this wide variety of bone feeding and experience, that he and all of his people feel totally confident that all types of bones for all types of dogs in their raw form are perfectly safe. All right. All types of bones. I mean, from chicken bones to beef bones to all kinds of bones. But he says, look, don't feed cooked bones. Don't feed cooked bones. All the other bones are amazing. There's one section, and he says, feeding old dogs, young dogs, and toothless dogs on bones. That pretty much covers all your dogs out there, right? He said, and even dogs that have never eaten bones before, they introduce bones into the diet of all these animals by what? Mincing it up. And that's exactly what we do in the blends. We grind it up. Make sure that you're not doing just an all meat diet. That is not a balanced diet at all. Also in this book, he talks about what types of food you want to feed your dog. And we'll do this in another podcast. But basically, you know, some proteins have more levels of vitamin A or more levels of vitamin B, or they have more of this, or that protein has, you know, this one or that one. That's why we say you need to make sure that you have variety, 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 not just chicken, 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 or pork, 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 or beef, beef, beef. You want to do beef, chicken, pork, duck, rabbit, fish, lamb. All of those are excellent. All of those different proteins have various vitamins and minerals. In our learning center, we do have a great page in there. It's called Whole Vitamins in the Raw Diet. I believe something like that. But it's on the beginner's page. And it goes over all of the different vitamins and minerals that are in the raw diet. And a lot of proteins are low in vitamin A. Where do you get vitamin A? In liver. All of our blends have liver in them, right? So it's just kind of really understanding that again, these are dogs. They understand how to eat bones. We do not see dogs choke on bones. Once it hits that acid bath, it is totally going to be like rubber. But it is more parents' fear. Oh my gosh, my dog, you know, could have died if they would have eaten that bone that they, you know, that piece of bone that they left in the bowl. Where we see dogs getting into trouble are on things that are like deer antlers, gooey raw hides, fabrics, plastics, tennis balls that are, you know, cut in half, or those little bitty balls, that people play with and they get stuck right in their throat. These are the issues. Raw bones are great for your dogs. They're in the blends. We also have a plethora, as I said, of bones in the bones section. Take a look at those. We've got the big, you know, bones. We've got your bison knuckles all the way down to the little soup bones, all the way down to the little marrow bones. Patellas are the kneecaps, split marrow bones. We've just got a lot of bones. So you can take a look at that. All right, everybody. I hope that's given you a little more confidence about bone in the blends. And certainly feel free to give your dog a bone. We have duck heads. We have duck feet. We have turkey necks. Tell all of your friends about the raw dog food truth. If they're thinking about putting their dogs on a raw diet, got skin issues, got poop issues, you've got all types of joint issues. There isn't a disease that the top experts in the world on raw have not seen benefit from a whole food species appropriate diet. We can help you with it right here at Raw Dog Food and Company, because your pet's health is our business, and friends, don't let friends feed kibble. I'll see you tomorrow, everybody. Bye-bye.
Oh, snap.
Find out how you can start your dog on the road to health and longevity. Go to rawdogfoodandcompany.com, where friends don't let friends feed kibble, and where your pet's health is our business.
Just snap.